The governor greets farm leaders. Welcome, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Several hundred Farm Bureau leaders from all 95 counties are wrapping up their 88th annual meeting today in Franklin as they decide policy that will guide the farm organization for the coming year. Yesterday, they heard from Senator Bob Corker and Governor Phil Bredesen, who addressed the delegates during their business session and reiterated his commitment to the state's biofuels initiative.
We're now looking at as I've said before, a significant announcement, I hope by year end, of a major new investment in biofuels, which is directly attributable to this and which doesn't require any subsidy at all. It's just a straightforward private investment. But I don't have permission to announce that yet. I'm hoping to be able to do so before the end of the year.
Now, the governor also praised the farm organization for their efforts to work to improve profitability of farmers and says he's proud of his working relationship that's been developed over the past 7 years with the Farm Bureau. Now, the voting delegates will conclude their policy discussions today. Dixon County farmer Mike Shelton sums up what those resolutions mean.
Being a grassroots organization, we get ideas from all over the state, from all different facets of agriculture. And the ideas that come from all the different commodities of farming gives us a much better understanding and discussion of all the issues that are facing us.
Madison County farmer Brad Tinsley says he's glad farmers have Farm Bureau to help work in the farmers' best interest.
It's getting fewer farmers, and there's not as many people out there to tell the story. And Farm Bureau just helps us, gives us a way to get our story out there. And also, they're fighting for us when we don't have time. We're in the fields, and we don't have time to be in Washington politics. And to me, that's why it's so important for Farm Bureau to be up there, you know, as a voice for us.
And we'll have more from the Tennessee Farm Bureau Convention tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.